Thanks for tuning in to the Enhanced Media segment for the winter issue of EV World. I'm Managing Editor Adam Malik, and I'm here to bring you more of my conversation with Daryl Croft and Mavreen Brooks from the Electric Vehicle Network. Daryl's the president of the network and a longtime owner of an OK tire shop in Toronto's West End. Mavreen is an EV consultant with the network. This is more from our conversation that just couldn't fit in the pages of the issue. We go more in-depth on what the network does, how it helps consumers figure out if and how an EV can fit into their lives, how they tackle skepticism, and what the aftermarket needs to do to be prepared for the incoming EV wave. So here's the conversation, starting off with the Electric Vehicle Network's purpose.
And when they go on the road, that range anxiety, when they realize we help them, like Mav and I will give them, point them towards resources at trip planners, either in the vehicle, which Google already has trip planners for EVs, Tesla has trip planner for EVs. So it's not difficult. It's not like the old days you had to pull out a map and just, yes. But just learning how to find the charging where you're going and teaching them that. So then when they physically experience and they realize, wow, it's quiet, it's fast, it's cheap. We had more room than we thought. This is all of a sudden, it's getting the actual physical experience and combined with the knowledge of someone like Mavreen, who's driven all the models. She knows the ins and outs. So just driving the car without the consultation doesn't work. Yes. You can go in and rent on a platform just to get a car, but really we find it's that, I would say, what, Mav, 20 minutes, 30 minutes consult?
Exactly. Is that makes
probably
a huge difference.
To answer the common 50 questions that will be there to alleviate people's concerns and give them the best chance of having the best experience and a learning experience. So that's really, it works for us, like our reviews. People love what we do. It just, we're a new startup, so people don't know what we do. And we still have a small amount of cars we're trying to grow. So the more we grow, the more opportunity to expose to more people. So it's very important to talk about how we started.
Sure.
We've been in the automotive service business for 50 years under the OK Tire and Auto banner. We have a lot of both individuals and businesses in West Toronto that rely on us for advice and experience. And years ago, we recognized that people were starting to ask about electric vehicles, show an interest, and getting exactly what we talked about, the knowledge and experience in an unbiased manner, not affiliated with any particular brand, was almost impossible to get a real life experience. And just reading about it wasn't enough. We knew that. So we made a decision to set up Electric Vehicle Network, which would allow people to experience an EV with no obligation, no risk on their own term. So through our, we started initially through OK Tire and Auto customer base, allowing them to rent a car using, we put telematics in the car, ability to open the vehicle at their leisure and start a rental, drive away, come back, plug it in, end the rental without any human interaction. So making it 24/7 available to allow people to, number one, experience and learn about EV. Secondly, we also have an automotive vehicle dealership. So if people want to buy a vehicle like the one they drove or something different, we have the ability to source a vehicle, bring it in, and because we're a licensed government inspection station, we can fully bring the car as close to new condition as possible, which is our philosophy. That's what we do every day. So getting a car in great condition and inspection for that client to have a peace of mind when they make the transition. The ultimate goal is making the transition to EVs easy and affordable for the average Canadian or business.
Also offering that try before buy option, which has been very popular and helps with that transition. So being able to rent the electric vehicle, experience it on your own terms, consult with us, and then make a purchase is essentially how we do things here.
How important is that try to buy? Can you imagine the lack of experience there of people don't know how to, they don't understand what's going to happen when they plug it in? Is it just plug it in and away I go? How valuable is that to this whole experience?
Based on the people that have bought from us and driven from us, they just rave about the experience they've had with us. We do private one-on-one consultation. So the ability for them and their significant others to shoot all the questions they ask. And generally, there's a series of questions come before they drive. And after they drive, they have a series of questions afterwards at the next level. And that happens each and every time. And so the people have been very happy. They send us referrals from their experience to us to do it again. So I would say in our view, it's extremely important to help bridge that gap, to help people get comfortable before they actually make a commitment. And I could tell you, I would say almost half the time when people come in with one idea of a vehicle, they ultimately choose a different vehicle after having the experience. Based on driving and seeing the different models available, they learn more and they have a different opinion at the end. So to me, that helps them make the best choice going forward. We fully recognize that sometimes people are at different stages of being ready for a vehicle, particularly today's day and age with the high costs of financing and uncertain economic times. People still say their next vehicle will be electric, but so what we encourage them to do is learn about it anyway. Come, get a feel, learn about the vehicles. So that way, when the time ultimately comes, a lot of people are holding on their vehicles as long as they can right now to not get into a higher monthly payment. But when that time eventually comes and they do intend to be electric, at least they're way down the road of knowing what they want and more comfortable with that decision rather than waiting till the 11th hour when all of a sudden their car is a major failure and they're scrambling to run. So that's really where the market's at today.
How do you combat the negative thoughts that people putting on TVs and board?
Well, I think globally, the governments that want to tackle climate change and pollution are putting out goals. They're really goals. And making your way toward those goals is important. Whether or not you get there, when you want to get there, and the time you get there, the point is that first step towards a goal. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people are talking themselves out of, oh, the grid won't charge my car, so I won't get one. You talk to people in the infrastructure space, that's not at all the case. You talk to people, I'm going to wait till that super long range car until the perfect comes up. Talk to somebody who drives an EV. You can move it today. Obviously, everybody's not going to move there at once. It's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. Like people, if they're 3 years in on a 7-year car payment, they're not getting out to move electric tomorrow. That's not happening. So there's going to be a time frame when the population moves over anyway. But the really important part is the people that are in a position to make a move or ready to make a move, don't hesitate. Start that direction. And over time, the grid is continuing to plan and expand and update. The technology continues to get better. And so it's going to be there will be more efficiency, more choice. But to start somewhere is what I would say is the most important thing as a society. Don't worry about these bigger obstacles or not enough minerals later on. Like people worry about what are we going to do with the batteries. I've talked to the battery manufacturers. They will not have enough batteries to recycle. These batteries last in multiple purposes for quite a long time. So the naysayers are really, in so many cases, it's been debunked, a lot of these myths that go out. But there's, to be fair, there's some parties that like to deter electric because it's not attractive to the traditional car business in general. And a lot of people just want to put their head in sand and say, well, keep polluting forever. All you got to do is look out the window or read the news of what's gone over the last year. We're just not on a sustainable path. And we can't always wait for somebody else to do it. It takes individual choice to start the path of low carbon and start going down there. And there are plenty of options available today. From EV drivers, you talk to them, you've driven a long time, just talk to somebody who drives an EV. They'll give you the real deal on the experience. So often I talk to people who hear these myths. Have you ever driven in one? Have you ever talked to them? They haven't. They don't know really the facts. And so getting a bit more education and making that first step is the right thing that most people can do.
So if you could give one piece of advice to the aftermarket to get involved with electrification, servicing with it, what would you tell them? What's the first step you should take?
The first step is staff education, number one. It's simple. And there's a lot of resources out there, nonprofit, for example, like Plug and Drive here in Toronto. Well, they're actually all over. There's local EV organizations that provide education to anybody in the population. And your staff should be going to those EV education sessions, understand the justification at a high level for EVs, why they make sense for drivers. Once you have that high level understanding of why EVs make sense for drivers, then the next step is choosing some select staff to get trained on it. You don't have to train everybody on the technical details all at once, but have some key people that are familiar with the vehicle so you can talk intelligently to EV drivers when they come in. You're going to lose clients if they walk in and you don't have anybody on staff who understands it. You're going to lose clientele, and that's So if they want to be in business, they want to deal with it. And there are some clients I know in the aftermarket, they're at that stage in life, the stage in their career, they're not looking beyond the future. And they're like, I'm not doing it because I'm at that stage. It's too much effort. When they become more mainstream, I'll be out of business or I'll sell. So make that decision. And if you're not, just say, at least know who is good at it. Mm-hmm. Like in our area, we have a reputation. We get calls from other shops all the time. Hey, do you know this? Can you charge my car for me? Can you check that? That's fine. But just know where to direct your clients. If you're not going to do it yourself, know who's locally can do it. And that way you keep your clientele. And we've done that with a lot of services over the year, whether it be we do alignments for other shops. We do winter packages for electric vehicles, mm-hmm. help them get going. So there's local knowledge available. That's what I'd recommend. So just don't be in the dark. Don't not know where to go.
Thanks for tuning in to the Enhanced Media segment for the winter issue of EV World. And we'll talk to you again soon.